This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's hard to believe that there are only two episodes left of the Primal Potential Podcast in 2018, this one and Monday's episode. Crazy. In the final episode of the year, which will be the next episode, episode 549, airing on Monday, I am going to take you through a year-end review for both Primal Potential, what went well, what didn't, what's changing in the new year, as well as for me personally. What were the biggest lessons? What were the biggest wins? Where am I headed in 2019? And I'm going to share with you a template that I am using to make sure that I am celebrating and appreciating all the great things that happened. And as importantly, it's no more important, no less important, creating a strategy for 2019 to not only start strong, but really stay motivated and focused throughout the year, adjusting as I go. So don't miss episode 549, which will air on Monday. And yes, if you think I sound a little bit weird, a little bit different, I do. I am still working my way through this throat thingy. Not sure what's going on. Headed to the doctor after I go to the gym this morning, record the podcast, go to the gym, couple of client calls, go to urgent care. That is the plan. For today, though, so long as you can hang with me, I've got a bottle of water here in case I start coughing. I want to share with you three major things that came from coaching calls I had this past week. My process when I am on the phone with a client is to take notes, and then at the end of the day, I go back through the notes from all of the calls, and I'm looking for themes. Are there common challenges that multiple people are experiencing? Is there a common perspective that would benefit everybody? Is there something that I need to address collectively with my larger client group that everybody could grow from and that would help everyone enjoy the process more? So that's what I do. I take my notes and at the end of the day, I go back through and I'm looking for themes, common threads. This past week was very different from almost any other week in that I didn't have to look back for themes. They were screaming at me. I had basically these three conversations that I'm going to share with you today over and over and over and over. These three things came up on every single call. Not necessarily all three in every call, but at least one of them came up as the primary coaching moment on every single call that I had this week. My first thought was that I was going to create a video or a coaching message for my fall 12 weeks to transformation clients and share it with them. But timing-wise, that group just ended. And then I thought, well, I'll just do it for my winter group. But that group doesn't begin until January 13th. So I thought that I would put it here on the podcast for everybody. Side note, registration is now open for my winter 12 weeks to transformation group. You can register at primalpotential.com/transform. primalpotential.com/transform. To register to work with me for 12 weeks beginning January 13th and going through the winter. So like I said, I want to turn these three things into this podcast episode, and then I'm going to be going back through in my own work to look more closely at these three ideas and figure out how they can be incorporated into the weekly challenges within the 12 weeks transformation or incorporated into my daily coaching audios that I create for them or into the live Q&As that we do every week. But for now, I want you to think through these things from the perspective of how they show up in your life. There is a tendency, I think, to listen sometimes as if it's about somebody else or as if we're listening to a story. And from that perspective, you're thinking about anybody but you, right? how you think about their situation. Alternatively, as we go through these three things, I want you to think about them in terms of your life. Where do you see yourself in these examples? In what ways do you think or act along these lines, and what can you do about it? What is there in this for me? See yourself, look for yourself versus thinking about somebody else. And even if I'm giving examples about food or weight, don't discount yourself if you aren't working on food issues or weight issues. Maybe you see yourself in terms of how you approach or think about your relationship or your career or your finances. Look for yourself in these examples, in these three things, and look for what you can do or change based on what we're going to talk about today. The first thing, when I'm on a call with a client, 95 to 98% of the time, they lead with a problem. It sounds something along the lines of, you know, things are going pretty well, except for, and then maybe they say, the evenings, the nighttime. I start the day really well. I wake up early, journal with my cup of coffee, eat well throughout the day. But by the end of the day, I totally lose my mojo. Everything goes downhill. I start strong, but I never finish strong. Or maybe they'll say, I mean, I'm doing better than I was, but I'm super inconsistent. I'll be really good for a couple of days, and then something happens, and I just check out for a day or two or a week or two. Regardless of what your particular problem or challenge is, the area that you would like to change or improve, whether that is I'm out of shape or I'm watching too much TV, I'm not sticking to my budget, or I'm eating too much sugar, or I'm not being patient with my children. Every one of us is very clear on the problem. We know what the issue is. And we spend a lot of time and emotion and energy thinking about it, participating in it, worrying about it, beating ourselves up over it. And this is the thing that has come up on almost every call I've had this week. I'm not saying that we shouldn't think about the problem. We need to know what the problem is in order to overcome it. However, once you understand the problem, you've got to stop spending any more time on it. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop complaining about it. Stop explaining it, beating yourself up over it. Seriously. Just stop. And this is a practice, right? We'll catch ourselves in that thought process where I am focused on the problem again. We have to redirect it. We have to practice this. And I will tell you exactly what this practice can look like. Instead of focusing on the problem in general, I want you to participate in the specific solution. All of those examples that I gave, whether it's I'm inconsistent, I'm overindulging, I'm not working out, I start strong, but I don't finish strong, I'm not journaling. All of those examples show us what it looks like to focus on the problem in general, right? All of those things are a summary, in general, of the problem. That's where most of us rest our energy and our emotion, the problem in general. I have been encouraging my clients to shift from that to the specific solution. Another way of saying that is today's version of the solution. So we're shifting our energy and attention from thinking about the problem in general to participating in the specific solution. And when I say specific, I mean today, right? Today's version of the solution. So if the problem in general is I'm inconsistent, well, we don't need to put our energy there. We don't need to give our energy, our thoughts, our mindset, our worry, our stress to the problem in general. We need to shift to today's specific solution. So from I'm inconsistent, the problem in general, to what can I do today to practice consistency? When somebody says, you know, I start strong, but I never finish strong, that is the problem in general. Don't give your attention there. Instead, go to the specific solution. What will I do to finish strong tonight? What does that look like for me today? If I were to finish strong today, what would that look like? And am I willing to do that just for today? This is a game changer. The other day I posted on Instagram a Russell Brand quote. He says, when you justify your problems, you recommit to them. So when you are constantly saying, I'm inconsistent, my evenings, that's just where I fall apart, right? when you justify the problem, when you give your attention and your energy to the problem, you recommit to it. You need to move from a focus on the problem in general to participation in the specific solution, right? Not the solution in general. The solution in general is I need to work out more. I need to get up earlier. I need to journal more often. I need to stop going back into the kitchen after dinner at night. All of that kind of stuff is very generalized solution stuff. Specific solution is how can I participate in the behavior I want today, right? Today's version of the solution. You don't need to draft a 30-day plan or commit to a pattern of behavior for the next week because the day you're in is the only day you're in. It's the only place where you can make an impact. Focus. Keep the solution specific to today. When you notice your attention on the problem in general, shift it to what is today's version of the solution, right? If you find yourself thinking, I eat well all day and then I blow it at night, you are recommitting to that problem when you revisit it over and over and over. What is the solution that you want? To make better choices at night? Great. That's the solution in general. The solution specifically is what improvement will I make today in my evening choices? And this is not just about food or weight. The problem in general might be I haven't been working out. Today's version of the solution might be I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do 10 minutes of yoga before I leave for work. Maybe the problem in general is I'm spending too much money. And the specific solution might be a spending freeze for today. Unless I'm paying bills or putting gas in my car, I'm not spending money today. The problem in general could be related to relationships. I'm impatient with my husband or my kids. Specific solution? I am going to carve out 10 minutes to genuinely connect with an intention to understand how my child or my spouse is feeling and what they're experiencing and really just be there to listen and understand. One of the things that came up in one of my coaching calls this week is somebody said, I just don't connect well with others. I want to, but I don't do anything about it. I think about it a lot. And I said, okay, you are very clear on the problem in general. I'm not connecting well with others. And if you focus on the problem in general, you don't create a change. You just reinforce the problem. If you focus on the solution in general, I need to be better about reaching out. Well, that's just an intention. But when you give your energy to participating in the specific solution, today I'm going to reach out to my friend before 2 p.m. and let her know three things that, you know, I love about our friendship or I appreciate about her. One of the primary ways that my clients stay in their own way is because they continue to give their attention to the problem in general. And one of the fastest ways we can make change easier and more sustainable while also stressing out way less and feeling infinitely more in control is shifting to the specific solution, today's version of the solution, today's practice in doing it the way you want to do it. It is a game changer. The second thing that kept coming up was related to the future. Talking yourself out of a long-term vision. I was talking to somebody who really wants to make a career change, and she was doubting herself. I don't know if I can do it. I don't really know how. I don't know if I could replace my income. I don't know if I could motivate myself every day to like get up and do what it takes. And I've heard this repeatedly in all different aspects of life. I've been really good with my eating, but with the holidays, I'm kind of afraid that I'm going to fall off the wagon. Future-based fear, talking ourselves out of something in the future. Or, you know, when the weather's colder, I tend to turn to food as a distraction more often. And, you know, I'm really proud of my weight loss, but honestly, I doubt my ability to keep it off. I don't know how to maintain my weight. Or I have so much debt, I don't even know how. Even if I applied myself, I don't know if I can get there, so far to go. Instead of talking yourself out of the long-term vision, talk yourself into the step you can take today. I know that I've repeatedly told the story about vacuuming the truck with my 12 Weeks to Transformation groups and my master's club. I tell it to myself regularly. And since I tell it to myself, a good few times a week, I'm going to share it with you, even if you've heard me say it before. And it comes from a guy who wanted to get started in real estate, but he had no money, no savings, no investments to draw from. He was basically living paycheck to paycheck. But he did have one thing of value, and that was his new truck. He had gotten all excited a few months back, and he had financed a new truck. And a few weeks later, he was experiencing that buyer's remorse, like, oh my gosh, these payments. I didn't need such a nice car, right? I could have gotten something a few years older and paid way less. So he figured that he could sell the truck and use some of that money to get started in real estate. The problem was that he was upside down on it. He owed more on the truck than he could get for it by selling it. And he also knew that he would make more money doing a private sale to an individual versus bringing it into a dealership and selling it there. But he didn't know how to do that because the lender held the title and wouldn't release the title until it was paid off. So yeah, he could sell it for $25,000 to a private party, but he wouldn't be able to turn over the title because he owed more than $25,000 on it and he didn't have the money to make up the difference. So he's making himself crazy trying to figure out how he can sell the truck when he's upside down on it and doesn't have any extra cash. Then one day he was like, well, you know, no matter how I sell it, I'd first have to clean it out. So I don't know how to sell this truck, but the first step would be to vacuum it out and clean it up. And I can do that now, and it's free. So he did. He vacuumed the truck, and then he said, you know, I still have no idea how to get to the end of the road with this, but, like, I'd have to take pictures of it, and that's free, so I can do that. And then he was thinking, okay, well, now it's clean, and I've taken pictures, and it's totally free to post it on Craigslist, so I can at least see if I'm getting offers and what I'm getting offers for. The point is, you don't have to figure out 17 steps ahead. Stop putting your energy there and instead focus on the thing that you can do today. Instead of talking yourself out of the long term, talk yourself into the step you can take today. You might not know how you're going to lose 50 pounds. You might be overwhelmed by that idea. But you still have to make great choices the day you're in order to get there so that you can do today. You might not know how to pay off all your debt and know how you're going to put all those pieces together. But the first step is maybe creating a budget or maybe spending less today or maybe canceling that subscription service that you never use, right? You might not know how to start a business, but you'd have to have an idea of the business you want to start. So for today, you can take that first step and start brainstorming some options down on paper or talking to people about their experiences. Don't waste your energy trying to figure out steps 4, 5, 6, and 700. You can take the first step today or the next step today. Do what you can do today and the path will unfold before you. All right. The third thing that came up on almost every call, and I've mentioned inconsistency today a couple of times and for good reason. We have this idea that consistency is something that we just haven't earned yet. We are here in inconsistency, and consistency is somewhere over there. We aren't there yet. However, consistency is not some destination you arrive at. It's not some badge that you earn, and then all of a sudden, once you get to that level, everything is easier. Consistency is not a place you travel to. Consistency, no matter where you are in your journey, is a choice that you make a dozen or 100 times a day, every day for the rest of your life. And that is not a bad thing, that's a great thing. Because no matter who you are or what you're working on or how long you've been on this journey, consistency is not something you earn, it's something you choose again and again and again and again. If you feel like you are inconsistent, going back to the first thing we talked about, you're focused on the problem in general. And it's time to move to the solution specifically. What will you do to be consistent today? How will you choose consistency in action today? How will you practice being a consistent person today? Consistency is not a badge that you earn or a level that you reach. It is a choice that you make. And it is a choice that you make again and again and again and again. All right, I want to wrap up with a meal that I loved recently and a workout that I loved recently and a reminder that registration is now open for the winter 12 weeks to transformation. You can register at primalpotential.com/transform. And if you have questions about it, shoot me an email and I would be happy to talk it through with you. So for Christmas with my family, I made a palmini pesto dish. So palmini, you've heard me talk about it before. It is a hearts of palm product that looks a lot like pasta, but it's not pasta. It's just hearts of palm. I'll link to it over on the show notes, primalpotential.com/548. And I made a pesto with pistachios and basil and the Primal Kitchen avocado oil. I just put all those things in my Vitamix blender and poured it over the palmini and then threw in as well some diced bell pepper, some diced onion, and some tomato. I really loved it, and a lot of people in my family did as well. So I will link to the palmini on Amazon in the show notes. A workout. Whew. Can't say I loved this one, but I do love that I did it and that I got it done Christmas Eve. I did a hero workout called Chad to honor Chad Wilkinson, a young Navy SEAL who took his own life in December. And the workout was 1,000 step-ups four time onto a 20-inch box while wearing a 45-pound weight vest. And I did not wear the weight vest, but I did do the 1,000 step-ups without stopping, without pushing off on my legs or bouncing at all. That was really important to me. My goals were don't stop, don't quit, and don't push off or bounce because that can put a lot of tension on the knees. But I got it done. My calves are reminding me that I got it done, and I felt really great about it. Super excited about episode 549, which is going to air on Monday, the year-end review of Primal Potential for me personally, and also a template for you to go through 2018 and pull out the most important lessons, the most important victories, and go into 2019 with a lot of momentum that you carry through all year long. If you are excited to work with me in 2019, definitely check out primalpotential.com/transform because registration will be closing in just a few days. Hope you have a wonderful day, a happy new year, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.